This is St. Louis Public Radio. Immigrants and refugees are enrolling in suburban St. Louis school districts at high rates, and that's overwhelming the teachers qualified to teach them English. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports on the challenges teachers and districts are facing in educating more students who don't speak English.
12-year-old twins Radi and Hadi Hamden are 7th graders in Hazelwood West Middle School.
My name is Radi.
I am Hadi.
Radi and Hadi did not speak any English before moving here from the West Bank to join their father last summer, so they need intense instruction from specially trained teachers. They spoke through a translator at their home, where Radi says at the start of the school year, they had English class with a small group of fellow immigrants, 3 days a week, 50 minutes each.
Yes, I'd
But it dropped to once a week in December.
I need 100 minutes, more than 50 minutes. So I'm getting better little by little.
State education officials recommend students at the Hamden's proficiency level receive 10 hours of English tutoring a week. The number of English language learners in Hazelwood has grown to just over 600 this year, almost double from 8 years ago.
Yeah, it is a challenge for us. It's a challenge to meet all those needs based upon those recommendations.
Lynette Jackson oversees English language instruction in Hazelwood. She told the school board this month that she needs 15 more teachers in order to meet those recommendations.
It means more students to serve, more students to screen, more students to assess, more students to keep documentation on. But they have become pretty resourceful in how they are doing that in order to best meet the needs of the students.
The district did not make any of its 9 current teachers available for an interview, but several told St. Louis Public Radio they often work through lunch breaks and planning periods to meet the needs of their more than 60 students each. Hazelwood is not the only school district seeing large increases in non-English speakers. The number of English language learners in the state grew 12% this year, more than twice as fast as previous years. The immigrant population has doubled in the Lindbergh School District and tripled in Fort Zumwalt. DJ Kaiser is a Webster University Associate Dean overseeing training for English language instructors.
People had more of a stereotype that immigrants and refugees live in the city. And so this was more of an urban issue. And in the suburbs, it wasn't an issue. But that's not the case now.
For teachers to earn a qualification to teach English language, it takes an extra year of schooling, which Kaiser says is part of what's leading to a shortage of qualified instructors. For instance, Parkway School District expects to receive far fewer applications for the 6 English language teachers it's trying to hire compared with other teaching positions.
Do you want to say hello?
Hello!
And we can say welcome!
Welcome to English class.
Sasha Walkley has been teaching immigrants at Parkway's Green Trails Elementary School for a decade.
I want to say my first year, I probably had about 25, maybe at the most, students. And last year, I ended with 47 last year. So there has been a huge jump in just the number of kids we're servicing.
Teachers from Hazelwood to Parkway say their students have needs that stretch beyond the school day, leading to frequent calls at home.
The families really need the support, too.
For the Hamden twins, their English instructor at Hazelwood West Middle stays after school several days a week to help them and their peers with homework.
Oh, yeah.
Hadi says they'd be happier in school if they could spend more time learning English. And be better at it, his brother Radi adds. I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.